ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः नो अष्टमः अनुवाकः एय्थ् सेक्शन् आफ् द शिक्षावल्ली द फस्ट् चाप्टर् आफ् तैत्रेय उपनिषत् सो डोण्ट् फर्गेट् दट् दिस् तैत्रेय उपनिषद् इट् सेल्फ् कम्स् एस् पार्ट् आफ् दि तैत्रीय आरण्यकम् कन्सिस्टिङ्ग् आफ् 10 चाप्टर्स् So of the 10 chapters of Taittiriya Aranyakam, 7th chapter alone is the Sikshavalli, 8th chapter is the Brahmanandavalli, 9th chapter is the Bhrguvalli. And the 10th chapter of Taittiriya Aranyakam is called Mahanarayana Upanishad. Therefore, this Upanishad comes as part of the Aranyakam, towards the end of the Aranyakam, 7th, 8th and 9th. That is why still here we have upasanas described, explained here. And then these disciplines are prescribed here also to help the student to prepare the mind for jnanam. And we have seen all the 4 meditations. Samhitopasanam, then Vyahrityupasanam, then Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbhopasanam, Pankta Brahma Upasanam. 4 meditations we have seen. Of these 4 meditations, 2 Vyahrityupasanam and Antarhridaya Upasanam must be combined together to get the benefit. And now we are seeing the Upasanam. These also Omkara Upasanam. But here nothing much is said about the Upasaka. Nothing much is said about the Upasanam. Nothing much is said about the way, how one should meditate upon, etc. The mode of meditation is not presented here. Instead, this whole 8th chapter only presents the glorification of Omkaraha. But you should take it as what? Omkara Upasanam. This Omkara Upasanam also is Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. So this Omkaraha can be taken as an alambanam for Saguna Brahma Upasanam. It can be taken as an alambanam for Virat. It can be taken as an alambanam for Hiranyagarbha. It can be taken as an alambanam for Ishwaraha. It can be taken as an alambanam for Karanam Brahma Ishwaraha or Karyam Brahma Hiranyagarbha or Virat. And the Omkaraha can also become the symbol for dwelling upon the Nirguna Brahma. It means Nirguna Brahma Upasanam also is possible with the help of Omkaraha. In fact, there's no place, no section of Veda where Omkaraha is not involved. In fact, in Vedic ritual, in also Laukikam karma, Vaidikam karma and Laukikam karma. Mundane day-to-day activities, also of course Vaidikam karma, all forms of rituals, religious activities also, Omkaraha is very important mantra. And you all know very well already Om is the essence of the entire Veda. When we learn the Homa mantra and Japa Mantraha in 4th section, where Medha Prarthana Mantraha is presented, the mantra consisting of prayer for Medha Shakti and wealth, for Shri Kamaha and Medha Kamaha, mantra is mentioned there. There we already understood how Omkaraha is the essence of all the Vedas. We did not repeat it here. So Vedas condensed become 3 sentences of Gayatri Mantra. And 3 sentences of Gayatri Mantra கண்டென்ஸ் பிகம் த்ரீ வியாகிருதிஸ் பூஹு புவஹ சுவஹ அண்ட் வியாகிருதிஸ் கண்டென்ஸ் பிகம் த்ரீ லெட்டர்ஸ் அகார உக்கார மகார அண்ட் தே கம்பைன்ட் ஃபார்ம் தி ஒன் த சிங்கிள் சிலபிள் ஓம்காரா விச் இஸ் அ சவுண்ட் சிம்பிள் ஆஃப் பகவான் தி ஹோல். ஓகே, நவ் தெர்ஃபோர் ஓம்காரா இஸ் வாட் நவ் ஆலம்பனம். ஓம்காரஸ் அக்காரா ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் தி என்டையர் விராட், உக்காரா ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பா, அக்காரா ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் தி அந்தர்யாமீஸ்வரா. ஸோ காரணம், காரியம், பிரம்ம, எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் லோடட் இன் திஸ் த்ரீ லெட்டர்ஸ். தென் வாட் அபவுட் தி ஸ்வரூபம் ஆஃப் தெர் இஸ் மக்காரா இஸ் ஃபாலோட் பை அனுஸ் ஃபாலோட் பை சைலன்ஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் அமாத்ரஹா. ஓகே, அமாத்ரஹா மீன்ஸ் there is no time for this. Timeless reality is implied by the silence following makaraha. Therefore the consciousness implied with the term atma or brahma is the source of all knowledge, in which alone the unmanifest universe exists, which is symbolized by makaraha, in which alone subtle universe remains unmanifest, in which alone a gross universe also remains manifest. The gross subtle universe unmanifest alone is said to be maya. Okay, that maya remains dissolved in karanam brahma. And karanam brahma is of the nature of knowledge, which is symbolized by the silence. Therefore omkara is the whole. Let us see the mantra first. ஓமிட்டி ஓமிட்டி பிரம்ம, ஓமிட்டி பிரம்ம மீன்ஸ் ஓங்கார இஸ் பிரம்ம, ஓங்கார இஸ் பிரம்ம, பிரம்மன் இஸ் த ஹோல். தேர்ஃபோர் ஓங்கார இஸ் த ஹோல், பிரம்ம மீன்ஸ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஆஃப் த ஹோல். தேர்ஃபோர் நெக்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் இஸ் வாட், ஓங்கார இஸ் இட் இஸ் எவ்ரி திங். ஓமிட்டீதகும் சர்வம். If you learn this, is one thing, idagum sarvam, it's very common in most of the mantras where Ishra becomes subject matter. Take Purusha Suktam or any mantra, Purusha evedagum sarvam, Brahma evedagum sarvam, that's a very common mantra. Idam sarvam Brahma, all that is here is Brahma, and Brahma is actually Omkaraha, therefore idam, everything is Omkaraha. ஓம் இதி இதம் சர்வம், ஓம் இதி இதகம் சர்வம். நெக்ஸ்ட், ஓம் இத்யேததனுக்ருதி ஹஸ்மவா அப்யோஷாவயேத்யாஷ்ராவயந்தி. சோ ஆஃப்டர் ஓம் இதி இதகம் சர்வம், ஓம் இதி இதம் சர்வம் மீன்ஸ் ஓம் இதி இதம் சர்வம் means what? All that is here is nothing but Brahma, and Brahman is Omkaraha, therefore everything is here is Omkaraha. Finished. This is what is the now Omkara. And one has to see everything is Omkaraha. In that Omkaraha, one's own self is included, the knower is included, the known is included, knowledge is included. Nothing is outside of Omkaraha. You can reduce the whole into three as Triputi Bhedaha, knower, known and knowledge. All the three are Brahma. Therefore, all the three are Omkaraha. Nothing which is not Omkaraha here. With this, information is over. Then only glorification of Omkaraha comes. Very simple meditation, very simple information here. How Om is the... Instead of using any other word, Om Karha is used in the form of giving permission, asking for permission, expressing acceptance, etc. So when now, especially when the Greek priests perform the rituals, and then in big ritual performance of rituals, all the priests will be there. All of them will talk to each other when they need to ask for permission or reveal something. They only use Omkaraha as their expression of acceptance, expression of permission, etc. That maybe the tone must be able to help them. Is it okay? Om. Om. Maybe it must have been like that, I think. Okay, so here, if a, say if a big ritual is performed, the big ritual involves all the Veda mantras. Mantras of four Vedas. So mantras of four Vedas means there must be priests of four Vedas. So all of them, all priests of four Vedas, they all use Omkaraha only. That's the uniformity of the Veda. Okay, that uniformity, and also you can say unity of Veda, that all the four Vedas, all scholars of all four Vedas equally respect Omkaraha as essence of the Veda, and Omkaraha is used by all the Vedikas. Before I enter there, let me tell you, the Rig Veda, every group must consist of, there must be four priests for each Veda. There must be four priests for each Veda in a big ritual. We do not even know what big ritual is. Nowadays, we hardly understand any such way big ritual is performed. We only hear about some big Chandi Homa or that Homa, this Homa. Really speaking, the proper Vedic ritual, which is not a very big ritual, we hardly hear anybody performing. Okay, we do small Sukta Homams. We do not even know such a big ritual is performed nowadays. Okay, actually properly performed a big ritual involves, okay, groups of four Vedas. Member, the priests of four Vedas. There must be four priests of each Veda. So there must be four priests belonging to Rig Veda, four priests belonging to Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharvana Veda. Totally, there must be 16 priests. So what do we have to do with this Omkarama Upanishad? We don't need to know, but it's a part of this. It is mentioned here, so I wanted to tell you. So there are four priests of each Veda. Totally 16 priests will be there, and that each group of each Veda is called Ganaha. Ganaha in Sanskrit means group. So all the Rig Veda priests are known as, belong to the Hotru Ganaha, because Rig Veda priest is called Hota. Hota. It's actually Rikaranta Shabda, Hotru Shabda. Therefore, Hota is the name given to the priest belonging to Rig Veda. Priest of Rig Veda. And the group is called Hotru Ganaha. Similarly, we have Yajur Veda group. The priests of Yajur Veda group is are known as, they belong to the group called Advaryu Ganaha. Advaryuhu is name of the Yajur Veda priest. So Advaryu Ganaha means a group of four Yajur Veda priests is known as Advaryu Ganaha. So Hotru Ganaha, Advaryu Ganaha. Similarly, we have the four priests, a group of four priests of Samaveda is known as Udgatru Ganaha. Udgatru Ganaha. Udgatru Ganaha is called Udgatha. Now, similarly, we have the priests belonging to the group, priests of Atharvana Veda, is called Brahmi Ganaha. And the main priest is called Brahma. Please remember, Hota is the main priest of Hotru Ganaha. Advarihu is the main priest of Yajurveda Ganaha. Udgatha is the main priest of Samaveda Ganaha. Brahma is the main priest of Samaveda, Atharvana Veda Ganaha. Brahmi Ganaha group. Now like this, we have priests are here. It seems all these priests use Omkaraha during the performance of a ritual. For anything, to express any of their words. They do not use other words. That is what is said here. Nothing much is said. Very simple section. We will read it. And there's nothing much big bhashma also for this. Well, little gift is given here. We'll see. Okay. Omite omityetadana krutihasmava apyoshavayetyashravayanti. Omityetadana krutihasmava apyoshavayetyashravayanti. Om iti yetad anukritihi. See, the visarga is dropped there. Okay, but you, for meaning, when you write, you had write Om iti yetad anukritihi. So etad aksharam. This single syllable Om is used. Is here etad Om. Etad aksharam Om iti. Thus is here for anukritihi. Anukritihi is a feminine gender noun, permission. Anukritihi means permission. Anu is a prefix. Kriti is a noun. Kritihi, actually, anukaroti is the verb. Anukaroti is the verb. And noun is what? Anukritihi. In fact, anukaranam also means copying. Suppose somebody is doing something, I exactly repeat what he says. It's called anukaranam. Repeating what other person is doing is also called anukaranam. But here anukritihi means permission. Anukaroti. Guruhu sishyam anukaroti. Guru permits the disciple. So anukriti, permission. So omkara is this. This omkara is the ha, sma, va. That va is vai actually. Why is why? So is what now? This is it's an expression of permission. We'll see that then. Api o api o apyo. Break it api o apyo. Then shravaya shravaya. Iti ashravayanti. Shravaya iti ashravayanti. So here also ashravayanti. Ashravayanti means make people hear. Make devatas hear. Now they give permission to what? So suppose the Atharvana Veda chief, I have told you this also, in fact, which group is involved in which action? The Rigveda Rigvedaha, the Rigveda priests are actually there to invite the devatas. The Rigveda priest's job is mainly to invite the devatas. So they are involved in that. And then Yajurveda priest is the one who is involved in offering oblations and then calling, also offering oblations. Now they have to do. The Samaveda priests, actually they sing in praise of the devatas so that they become satisfied. And what does the Atharvaveda Veda priests do? Actually, Atharvana Veda mantras are not used much in the rituals, but still Atharvana Veda priest must be there. So mostly Atharvana Veda priest is the supervisor, means he will be. So Atharvana Veda priest must be a Chaturvedi, means he must have the knowledge of all four Vedas. It seems we don't even know who is Chaturvedi nowadays. So Atharvana Veda priest is supposed to be knowing all four Vedas in order to be able to supervise all the Vedikas. So, but he is not involved in any rituals. His presence is only to instruct who should be doing what, when, how. He is like a supervisor. Therefore, and here it seems, he said, okay, now, api o shravaya. they say omkaraha, they say omkaraha to make them say, come on, now recite. Shravaya means let us hear the mantra now. Let the devatas hear the mantra. To say that shravaya, ketkavayi. To say that, they say om. Then they say omkaraha, then only they reveal their mantras. So in order to invite devatas, so they have to say om. Before they chant the mantras to invite devatas, they say om. Then ashravayanti. Ashravayanti. They make them hear the mantras by uttering omkaraha. We'll see elaborately later on in the Bhashyam. I'm just only doing the mantra, I'm breaking the mantra and showing you. Api o shravaya iti ashravayanti. Then om iti samani gayanti. Om iti samani gayanti. So samani means sama mantras. Saman is one Samaveda mantra. Samani many mantras. It means Samaveda priest's subject is not mentioned here. So Samaveda priests recite their Samaveda mantras, sing their mantras, first saying Omkaraha. So Samaveda is a somewhat different way of singing it. There's a way of chanting is different. And it is called Samaganam. Therefore, Samaveda priests recite their Sama mantras, sing their Sama mantras, first uttering Omkaraha. Om iti samani gayanti. Samavedinaha om iti samani gayanti. Okay, next. Ogum shomiti shastra nishagum santi. Ogum shomiti shastra nishagum santi. Now, om shom. Two words. Om shom. Shom actually is what? Again, shom only. It becomes shom. Okay, om shom iti. They use om and shom. Okay. Who said that? Rigveda priests. Rigveda priests. Because shastram means Rigveda mantra. See, we heard the word shastram, astram as weapons in Devi Mahatmyam. Okay, but here shastram is not a weapon, not a missile. Here the word shastram means Rigveda mantra also. Shastrani Rigveda mantraha, mantran. So Rigveda priest, subject is not mentioned. Shamsanti. Shamsanti is the verb, but shagumsanti is it is here. Ogum shomiti shastra nishagum santi. I mean the Rigveda priests recite the Rig mantras after uttering Om Shom. What is Om Shom? We'll see in the Bhashyam. Then Omitya Dvaryuh Pratigaram Pratigrinati. Omitya Dvaryuh Pratiganam Pratigrinati. So here Advaryuhu, you already know the meaning. Advaryuhu means Yajurveda priest. So Om iti Advaryuhu Pratigaram Pratigrinati. So Pratigaraha means permission. Pratigrinati means what? Permits. Okay, pratigrinati means permits. Pratigaram pratigrinati means permission, permits the permission. It literal meaning. You take it as gives permission. So om iti, uttering omkaraha. Omkara is used as an expression of permission. So he says om to give permission. So he gives permission saying omkaraha. Who? Advaryuhu. Advaryuhu is the Yajurveda priest. Then Omiti Brahma Prasauti. So Brahma here is not Hiranyagarbha, not any other Brahma, not the creator. Brahma here is the chief of the Atharva Veda group. The priest, chief priest of the Atharva Veda group is called Brahma. So this, who is supposed to be the chief of all the priests? Chaturvedi, Brahmana. Okay, Brahmana who knows all four, who's supposed to know all four Vedas, who's the main supervisor of the entire big ritual, the whole control, he is the one who should decide everything there. And that Brahma, Prasauti. Prasauti also means what? Same meaning. Prasauti gives permission, permits. Om iti Brahma Prasauti, because he has to give permission before any priest does anything. So when they ask for permission, they say Om. And to give, say permission also, what? Okay. To say okay, may you start doing something. Also, this priest also says Om. Om iti Brahma Prasauti. Means Atharva Veda priest also gives permission or permits by uttering Omkaraha. Then, Om ityagnihotra manujanati. Om ityagnihotra manujanati. Agnihotram. Anujanati also means permission only, permits. How many words are learning for permission? Janati knows. Anujanati permits. That is why permission is called anujna. Suppose if we go to Shankaramattam, we can hear this word commonly. Parivakitta anujna vangitela. See, anujna means permission. It is regularly used in our language, day-to-day language. Anujna. Anujna means permission. So, pituhu anujnam prapya vudavan. The son got married of getting permission from the father. That's a style. Okay. Anujna means permission. Anujanati permits. So here, Om iti agnihotram anujanati. Who? Not mentioned. We had to supply. So here, yajamanaha, any priest, the priest, okay, permits to begin the agnihotra ritual. So the priest gives permission to perform the Agnihotra ritual. How? By saying Om. Om, he says. See, repeatedly saying Omkara will really remove a lot of obstacles also. That's one of the main expressions that's very much used in the Shastram. Again, Omkara is called Pranava Mantraha. Usually only sannyasis alone are allowed to chant Omkaraha, mere Omkara. Om, Om, Om. It is others should combine it with some other mantra. Mere Omkaraha, generally the traditional teachers, acharyas do not initiate anybody into Omkara mantra separately unless a person is a sannyasi. Anyway, it seems repeatedly uttering Omkara will make a person become dispassionate very soon. So, usually they say, Om should not be uttered. You know, Vaishnava Sampradayas, they say nobody should say Om, they should have said only Am. Women are not even allowed to say Om. They should be saying only Am, according to Visishta Advaita. Okay? Anyway, because Omkara is very powerful mantra, one must do it with Shraddha, with it properly, and one must be qualified also to handle the situation, because repeated utterance of Omkara will help a person discover dispassion very quickly. And that's what they say. Anyway, so here, the priest also gives permission to perform the Agnihotram ritual by saying Om. Om ityagnihotram anujanati. Om iti agnihotram anujanati. If you search for subject, you won't find a subject there. Okay? Subject of just mantras are just mentioned like that. We have to supply sometimes words. Om iti brahmana pravakshanaha. Om iti brahmana pravakshanaha. ब्रह्मोपाप्नवानिति ब्रह्मैवोपाप्नोति ओमिति ब्राह्मणः प्रवक्षन्नाह ब्रह्मोपाप्नवानिति ब्रह्मैवोपाप्नोति. सो हियर ओम इति प्रवक्षन्न. See, प्रवक्ष्यति means what? Will say, will utter, will talk, will speak. Pesuvan, it's a future tense verb. Pravakshyati, pravadati speaks, pravakshyati will speak. So, pravakshyan means what? Will be uttering. That is the meaning. Will be uttering. That's the literal meaning of the word. I'm giving you literal meaning. Okay? Pravadati, pravadat, pravakshyati. Okay? But here, pravakshyan means what? With the desire to learn the Vedas. How do you know? Brahma, the word Brahma means Veda. Brahma upa apnavani. See, Brahma upa apnavani. See, apnoti is a verb. Apnoti is a verb. And upa is a prefix. Upapnoti. Apnoti. Prapnoti. Like that here, not pra, upapnoti. Upapnoti attains. Apnoti attains gains. Prapnoti attains gains. Upapnoti also attains gains. Okay? The prefix does not change the meaning. Upapnoti. But if you say lot, let me get. Gacchati gacchani. Gacchani, let me go. Patani, let me read. Khadani, let me eat. Khadani, let me eat. It's an imperative verb. First person is what? Gacchatu, gacchataha, gacchantu. Gaccha, gacchatam, gacchat. No, like that we hear. Gacchani, let me go. Gacchani. Like that. Upapnavani means let me get. Let me get. Let me get means what? Let me get Brahma. What does it mean? Let me attain the knowledge of Veda. Brahma upapnavani. Brahma upapnavani. Upapnoti. So let me get, let me attain, let me gain the knowledge of Veda Shastram. Brahma upapnavani. Iti. Brahmanaha pravakshyati. Brahmanaha. So Brahmana will say, let me get the knowledge of Veda. This is the meaning. But actually, how should take it now? With an intention of learning the Veda, with an urge for learning the Veda, with an urge to attain knowledge of Veda, here Brahmanaha first says, Aha. Aha means said. Brahmana also says, a Brahmanaha says, a Brahmanaha said. You can take that way. What does he say? Pravakshyanne. With an intention of learning, with the desire to learn the Veda, Brahmanaha says, Om. He utters Om. Then he says, what? Let me gain the knowledge of Brahman. Even the Brahmanaha, with the desire to learn the Veda Shastram, first utters Om, then he says what? Let me gain the knowledge of Veda Shastram. Om iti pravakshanne Brahmanaha aha. First he says Om, uttering Omkaraha, with the desire to gain knowledge of Veda, Brahmanaha says or said what? Let me get the knowledge of Brahman. Brahma upapnavani iti. Such a person, what happens as a result of uttering Omkaraha before his prayer? Brahma ஏவ உப ஆப்னோதி, உபாப்னோதி பிரம்ம ஏவ உபாப்னோதி, ஹி டெஃபினெட்லி அட்டைன்ஸ் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் வேத. பிரம்ம உபாப்னோதி, பிரம்ம உபாப்னோதி ஏவ, the eva should be put there, definitely he does attain, he does gain the knowledge of veda known as brahma. Brahma upapnoti eva, brahma eva upapnoti, he definitely attains, certainly attains, gains the knowledge of veda shastram. Okay, finished. This much is the, this is the simplest anuvaka for you. So what does it mean? You have to say all the Vaidikas, whether the Hotru Ganaha, Advaryu Ganaha, Udgata Ganaha, Brahma, Brahmi Ganaha, all the Vaidikas in their expressions in the Yajna Shala, to give permission, ask for permission, also for everything they use only Omkaraha. Even to please now call the Devatas, we are ready. When the instruction is given, they say Om. And to invite Devatas, they say Om first. Like that, all of them are using Omkaraha as an expression of permission and request, etc. Okay, with this mantra is over. Now, Shankar Bhagavata's commentary. I did not do much elaborate meaning. I didn't do because we are going to see the meanings in Bhashyam itself. To save time. வியாஹ்ருத்யாத்மனோ ப்ரஹ்மணஹ உபாசனமுக்தம், வியாஹ்ருத்யாத்மனோ ப்ரஹ்மண உபாசனமுக்தம், பிரேக் இட், வியாஹ்ருத்யாத்மனஹ ப்ரஹ்மணஹ உபாசனம் உக்தம். See, I told you it is called what? The teaching, in the teaching always sambandha must be revealed. And the revealing is sambandha, connection between what has been understood before and what is going to be understood now, is called what in English we say review, revision. And this is following this reviewing is called in teaching Simhavalokana Nyaya. Hope you remember the Simhavalokana Nyaya mentioned many times before. Okay. Upasanam uktam. Meditation has been or was, when the past passive participle upta is used, it can be present perfect tense also. So meditation has been prescribed or said, mentioned uktam. Dhyanam sollapattadu, upasanam uktam, meditation was mentioned. Which meditation was mentioned? வியாஹ்ருத்யாத்மனஹா பிரம்மணஹா உபாசனம். So meditation was mentioned, okay. உபாசனம் உக்தம், கஸ்ய உபாசனம்? பிரம்மணஹா உபாசனம். Meditation of Hiranyagarbha was mentioned, பிரம்மணஹா உபாசனம் உக்தம். That is fine. Now, கீத்ருஷஸ்ய பிரம்மணஹா உபாசனம் உக்தம்? வியாஹ்ருத்யாத்மனஹா. So meditation of Hiranyagarbha in the form of Vyahritis. Remember, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha, four Vyahritis were mentioned before. So it is said here, Vyahrityatmanaha, Brahmanaha, Upasanam, Uktam. So before, meditation upon Hiranyagarbha in the form of Vyahritis was mentioned in the previous section, previously. That's the meaning. No, anantaram cha, after that, thereafter, cha and pangta swarupena, what does it mean? Thereafter, meditation upon Hiranyagarbha in the form of pangtam was also mentioned. The sentence is half, anantaram cha, pangta swarupena, brahmanaha upasanam uktam. You have to supply that, okay? Then meditation upon Hiranyagarbha in the form of Pangtam also was prescribed or mentioned. Now, Idanim, now. What was said before? What was said later? But now what is being said now? Idanim, You know, this anantaram, idanim, they're all indeclinable words. Idanim, now, sarvopasanangabhotasya, omkarasyopasanam vidhitsyate. Okay, now, sarva upasana angabhotasya. Sarva upasana angabhotasya omkarasya upasanam vidhitsyate. Vidhitsyate. Here, vidhitsyate is a desirative verb. Vetum iccha vidhitsa. Veti knows. Vetum to know. Vetum iccha vidhitsa. Desire to know is called like jignyasa. Jignyasa is what? Jnatum iccha jignyasa. Similarly, vetum iccha vidhitsa. Okay, vetum icchati vidhitsyate. Now, idanim, now, upasanam vidhitsyate. Upasanam vidhitsyate. So, meditation is going to be taught. Meditation is going to be taught. Let me explain to you that. Upasanam vidhitsyate. One more thing. Vedayitum icchati. Vetum icchati. Similarly, vedayitum icchati. Make the other person know. That's what now. Vedayitum icchati. Vidhitsyate. Okay, vetum icchati, vedayitum icchati. So desire to teach is also what? Desire to make other person know. So vidhitsyate. So here, upasanam vidhitsyate. Kasi upasanam, omkarasi upasanam. So meditation of omkaraha. Meditation of Omkaraha is desired to be taught. You mean there's a desire on the part of the teacher to teach the Omkara Upasanam. That's the mean. Meditation is going desired to be taught. Kasi Upasanam, Omkarasi Upasanam. Meditation of Omkara is going to be taught. And what is Upankara? Sarva Upasana Angabhutam. Angabhutaha. See, Sarva Upasana Angabhutaha Omkaraha. Omkara is part of all Upasanas. There is no Upasanam where Omkara is not involved. Therefore, Omkaraha, adjective is what? Sarva Upasana Angabhutaha Omkaraha. Sarva Bhutas, Sarva Upasana Angabhutasya Omkarasya Upasanam Vidhitsyate. So here, the meditation of Omkaraha, which is an angam of every upasanam, every meditation of all meditations, is desired to be taught. Or desired to be taught, or desired to teach. In fact, desired to teach, in fact. Or the teacher desires to teach, the teacher desires to teach the meditation. The correct expression is the teacher desires to teach the meditation of Omkaraha, which is part of angam of every upasanam. Idanim, now sarvopasanangabhutasya சர்வ உபாசனா அங்கபூதஸ்ய ஓங்காரஸ்ய உபாசனம் விதித்யதே. தி டீச்சர் டிசையர்ஸ் டு டீச் தி மெடிடேஷன் ஆஃப் ஓங்காரஹ விச் இஸ் அன் அங்கம் பார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் மெடிடேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் எவ்ரி மெடிடேஷன். ஓகே, நோ பேஜ் நம்பர் 222. பரா பரபிரம்ம திருஷ்டியா, யூ கேன் ரீட் த ஹோல் இங்கிலீஷ் லாங்குவேஜ், வாட் இஸ் இங்கிலீஷ் ஆஃப்டர்வர்ட்ஸ். பரா பரபிரம்ம திருஷ்டியா ஹி உபாஸ்யமான ஓங்காரஹ சப்த மாத்ரோபி பரா பரபிரம்ம பிராப்தி சாதனம் பவதி. நவ் ஹியர் பராபர பிரம்ம திருஷ்டியா, பராபர பிரம்ம திருஷ்டியா ஹி உபாஸ்யமான ஓங்காரஹ. ஆல்வேஸ் விசர்கா ஃபாலோட் பை ஷார்ட் ஓகார இக்கார கெட்ஸ் டிராப். சோ உபாஸ்யமான ஓங்காரஹ சப்த மாத்ரஹ அபி, சப்த மாத்ரஹ அபி பராபர பிரம்ம பிராப்தி சாதனம் பவதி. சோ பவதி ஓங்காரஹ பவதி, ஓங்கார பிகம்ஸ் வாட் சாதனம், ஓங்கார பிகம்ஸ் இஸ் சாதனம் மீன்ஸ், மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் வாட் பிராப்தி, பிராப்தேகே சாதனம், பிராப்தி சாதனம் ஓங்காரஹ பிகம்ஸ் தி மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட். பிராப்தேகே சாதனம், பிராப்தி சாதனம் பவதி ஓங்காரஹ becomes the means of attainment. So sadhanam means praptihi, attainment. Okay, attainment of what? Brahmanaha. Omkara becomes the means of attainment of Brahman. Brahmanaha praptehe sadhanam, Brahma prapti sadhanam. So I'm also to help you to understand it, it'll be easy to learn compounds later on. Brahmanaha praptehe sadhanam bhavati omkaraha. So, Omkara becomes the means of attainment of Brahma. Which Brahma? Kidrusham Brahma? Kim Brahma? This Parapara Brahma. Parapara Brahma means is both Parambram, Para Brahma, Apara Brahma. You have to both. Para Brahma, you break it Para, Apara Brahma. Para, Apara Brahma, Parapara Brahma. Therefore, Omkaraha Parasya Aparasya Cha Brahmanaha Prapti Sadhanam Praptehe Sadhanam Bhavati. So, Omkara becomes the means of attainment of Parabrahma or Aparambrahma. Parabrahma as well as Aparambrahma. It means attainment of Parabrahma in terms of knowledge is what Mokshaha. Attainment of Aparambrahma through meditation is called attainment of Hiranyagarbha Praptihi, going to Hiranyagarbha Loka. So Parabrahma Praptihi will bless a person with permanent moksha, eternal freedom. Aparabrahma Praptihi will make a person attain the temp apekshika moksha. It means relatively eternal freedom, not absolutely eternal freedom. So relative freedom is accomplishable through the attainment of Aparabrahma. We go into Brahma Loka through meditation. Attainment of Parambrahma is only in terms of Jnanam, which will bless a person with Moksha, which is permanent end, permanent Moksha. For attaining both, Omkara becomes the means. Means Omkara is used in Nirguna Brahma Upasanam, Saguna Brahma Upasanam also, as an Alambanam, as a symbol. Therefore, it is said, Omkaraha sadhanam bhavati, parabrahmanaha aparabrahmanaha cha praptehe sadhanam bhavati. Omkara becomes a means of attainment of both parabrahma and aparabrahma. Okay. How? What Omkara? Shabda matraha api. Shabda matra. What is Omkaraha? Omkara has no form. Omkara is not a sound. Omkara is not a form symbol. Omkara is very subtle, just the sound symbol, Shabda Matraha. So Shabdaha sound, Matraha means what? Even, okay, even it's a mere sound. Matra means mere sound. Omkaraha, mere sound, also is what is the means of attainment of both para and upper Brahma. And this omkaraha, now upasyamanaha, when does it become upasyamanaha? See, I taught it that day. Yesterday only we saw in class passive voice. No, especially Shanach I taught you. Upasate meditates. Upasyate is meditated. Passive verb. Upasate meditates. Upasyate is meditated. And upasyamana being is being meditated. Upasyamana. Do you remember that now? Shanach Patya, I taught you in the class. Upasate meditates. Upasyate, passive verb, is meditated. And is being meditated. How do you say? Upasyamana. Upasyamanaha omkaraha. So, omkaraha. Upasyamanaha omkaraha. Omkara, which is meditated upon, which is meditated upon. As what? Para apara brahma drishtya. Omkaraha, meditated upon as para brahma or apara brahma. Para apara brahma drishtya means what? Drishtya means as. As, okay, seeing, if omkaraha is meditated upon as parabrahma or as aparabrahma, then omkaraha, which is meditated upon as parabrahma or aparabrahma, even as mere sound, is a means of attainment of both parabrahma and aparabrahma. Is it clear now? The whole sentence is complete now. Para Brahma Drishtya, Apara Brahma Drishtya, he indeed, Upasyamanaha Omkaraha, Shabdamatraha Api, Para Apara Brahma Prapti Sadhanam Bhavati. Okay. Sahyalambanam Brahmanaha, Parasya Parasyacha, Pratimeva Vishnoho. Now, Saha he Alambanam Brahmanaha, Saha Omkaraha. Saha is a pronoun, we know very well, Omkaraha. Saha Omkaraha. He indeed, that Omkara indeed is Alambanam. He Alambanam, Hyalambanam, Yansandhi. He Alambanam, Omkaraha indeed is an Alambanam symbol, support of Brahma. Support of Brahma. Brahmanaha of Brahma. Nakaranta, Pullinga, Apusakalinga, both Shabdas, possessive case is what? Singular. Brahmanaha. So Brahma, Brahmanaha Alambanam. Saha Omkaraha Brahmanaha Alambanam Bhavati. That Omkara is the symbol of Brahman. Which Brahman? Parasya, Aparasya cha. Omkara is the symbol of both Parabrahma and Aparabrahma. Means Parabrahma, Nirgunam Brahma, Aparabrahma, Sagunam Brahma. Or Parambrahma means Karanam Brahma, Aparabrahma means Karyam Brahma. You can take both ways. Omkarai, that Omkarai is an Alambanam of, symbol of both Karanam Brahma and Karyam Brahma. One meaning. That Omkara is symbol of both Nirgunam Brahma and Sagunam Brahma. Okay, how does it become a symbol? It said, Pratima Iva Vishnoho. Vishnoho Pratima Iva. Now, we have form symbol for Lord Vishnu. See, Pratima is a form symbol. A form symbol which can be seen through physical eyes is what? Form symbol. Vishnoho ஆஃப் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு ஹவு அ ஃபார்ம் பிரதிமா பிகம்ஸ் தி சிம்பிள் ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் அ ஃபார்ம் இஸ் அ சிம்பிள் ஆஃப் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு சோ ஓம்காரா சப்தா இஸ் அ சிம்பிள் ஆஃப் போத் பரபிரம்ம அண்ட் அபரம் பிரம்ம விஷ்ணோஹோ பிரதிமா இவ சமுதர் கான்டெக்ட் சங்கராச்சாரியில் சால கிராம இவ சால கிராம யதா விஷ்ணோஹோ பிரதிமா விஷ்ணோஹோ ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் சால கிராம இஸ் தி ஆலம்பனம் சிம்பிள் ஃபார் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு ஹியர் ஓம்கார இஸ் ஆலம்பனம் ஃபார் பரபிரம்ம அண்ட் அபரம் பிரம்ம பட் வாட் இஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ் ஃபார் சால கிராம பிகம்ஸ் தி பிரதிமா அ ஃபார்ம் சிம்பிள் Whereas, Omkara is Pratikaha. It's a sound symbol. What is sound symbol? Nir Avayava Murtihi. Pratima is a Savayava Murtihi. Pratika is a Nir Avayava Murtihi. A limbless form is a Pratika. You know, Salagrama is also Nir Avayava Murtihi only. But it is a form symbol. Whereas here, not any other murti, any other form which has limbs like Guru or Krishna, a form which has limbs is called Savayava Murtihi is called, a form with limbs is called Pratima, a form without limbs is called Nir Avayava Murtihi is called Pratika, and Om is a sound symbol, therefore it is a Pratika. Therefore, Sahahi Omkaraha Brahmanaha Parasyaparasya ஆலம்பனம் பவதி யதா விஷ்ணோஹோ பிரதிமா சி தி வேர்ட் இவ பிரதிமா இவ விஷ்ணோஹோ பிரதிமா இவ பிரதிமேவ குணசந்திஹித சோ பிரதிமா இவ இவ மீன்ஸ் இவ இஸ் லைக் லைக் மீன்ஸ் இவ இஸ் அன் இன்டிகேனபிள் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் இன்டிகேனபிள் வேர்ட் விச் மீன்ஸ் லைக் இன் ஃபேக்ட் இன்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் இவ வி கேன் யூஸ் வாட் யதா ததா யதா விஷ்ணோஹோ பிரதிமா ததா ஓங்காரஹ பர அபர பிரம்மணஹ பராபர பிரம்மணஹ ஓங்காரஹ ஆலம்பனம் பவதி விஷ்ணோஹோ பிரதிமா ஆலம்பனம் யதா ததா ஓங்காரஹ பிரம்மணஹ ஆலம்பனம் இன்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் சேயிங் யதா ததா ஹியர் யூஸ் இஸ் வாட் இவ இவ இஸ் யூஸ்ட் So, Paraparasya Brahmanaha Alambanam Omkaraha Yatha Vishnoho Pratima or Vishnoho Pratima Iva. Okay. Homework for you to read page number 223. 222 homework for you to read at home. Next. 224. Are you following? Okay. Shankaracharya, whenever he says something, he always in between brings in a quotation from the Veda Shastram or Upanishad itself. Some other Upanishad he brings in. Why? Because to state the whatever he commentary he writes, that commentary is based on what is already acceptable for the Veda. Okay, to say that he presents the quotations from different Upanishads or the Veda from somewhere also. So here Shrutihi. Shrutihi means what? Shrutehe is a positive case of Shrutihi. Shrutehe Vakyam. Iti Shrutehe Vakyam. Thus is the statement of Shruti. What is the statement? Which Shruti here? This thus is the statement of Veda from the Prashna Upanishad. First, second mantra from the fifth section. Okay, that is the mention. He also mentions the Upanishad number, everything. So, Prashna Upanishad Shruti. Statement of Shruti. Satehe Vakyam of Prashna Upanishad. வாட் இஸ் இட் உபநிஷத் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஏதேன ஏவ ஏதேன ஏவ ஆயதனேன ஏகதரம் அன்வேதி ஏதேன ஏவ ஆயதனேன ஏகதரம் அன்வேதி ஓகே ஏதேன ஏவ ஆயதனேன வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன் ஏதேன ஏதேன இஸ் வாட் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்டல் கேஸ் ஆஃப் ஏதது ஆர் ஏஷஹ ஏதேன வித் திஸ் with this that's etena with this by this that's the meaning so with this eva only with this only etena eva etenaiva vruddhi sandhi etena eva etenaiva what is etena ayatanena ayatanam means symbol here ayatanam literally means an abode ஆயத்தனம் இஸ் an abode, பட் ஹியர் ஆயத் ஹியர் டேக்கன் அஸ் ஆலம்பனம் ஏதேன ஏவ ஆலம்பனேன ஏதேன ஏவ ஆயத்தனேன வித் திஸ் சிம்பல் அலோன் வித் திஸ் சிம்பல் அலோன் ஏகதரம் அன்வேதி அனே உபாசகஹா அன்வேதி ஏதேனேவ ஆயத்தனேன ஆலம்பனேன உபாசகஹ அன்வேதி சோ மெடிடேட்டர் அட்டைன்ஸ் வித் திஸ் ஓன்லி வித் வாட் அட்டைன் வித் திஸ் சிம்பல் ஓன்லி விச் சிம்பல் ஓம்கார ஓகே ஏதத் இண்டிகேட்ஸ் ஓம்கார வித் திஸ் சிம்பல் ஓம்கார அலோன் மெடிடேட்டர் அட்டைன்ஸ் கெயின்ஸ் வாட் ஏகதரம் ஏகதரம் மீன்ஸ் எனி ஒன் ஆஃப் த டூ ஏகம் ஒன் ஏகதரம் ஒன் ஆஃப் த டூ ஏகம் ஒன் ஏகதரம் ஒன் ஆஃப் த டூ ஒன் ஆஃப் த டூ இஸ் ஏகதரம் சோ ஒன் ஆஃப் த டூ மீன்ஸ் ஐதர் பரபிரம்ம ஆர் யூ கான்ட் அட்டைன் போத் ஓகே போத் யூ கான்ட் அட்டைன் யூ கான்ட் சே மோக்ஷா ஆஸ் வெல் ஆஸ் ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பலோக எனி ஒன் ஆஃப் த டூ யூ கேன் அட்டைன் ஏகத்தரம் அன்வேதி இஸ் தி மெடிடேட்டர் ஹூ பிராக்டிசஸ் மெடிடேஷன் யூசிங் வித் தி ஹெல்ப் ஆஃப் வித் திஸ் சிம்பல் ஓம்காரஹா லோன் யூசிங் திஸ் ஓம்காரா லோன் மெடிடேட்டர் அட்டைன்ஸ் ஐதர் ஆஃப் த டூ ஒன் ஆஃப் த டூ ஏகத்தரம் அன்வேதி ஏகம் அன்வேதி மீன்ஸ் வாட் அட்டைன்ஸ் ஒன் ஏகத்தரம் அன்வேதி ஒன் ஆஃப் த டூ ஹி அட்டைன்ஸ் So who says this? Shruti says. Therefore, Shankaracharya mentions that presents that quotation that yetar implies what indicates omkara with the help of practicing meditation upon this one symbol omkara alone, a person attains any one of the ends, either Hiranyagarbha loka or moksha. Okay. Again, this is actually when by saying, oh, Omkara as a symbol helps a person accomplish any one of the two means what? It's the greatness of Omkara. Omkara Mahatmyam, Omkara Se Prashamsa. Okay, next, page number 225. English for you to read the homework, okay? ஓமிதி சப்தஹ ஓமிதி இதி சப்தஹ ஸ்வரூப பரிச்சேதார்த்தஹ ஓமிதி இதி சப்தஹ ஸ்வரூப பரிச்சேதார்த்தஹ சோ வேர் ஓமிதி ப்ரஹ்ம ஓமிதி தகம் சர்வம் தேர் இதி இதி கம்ஸ் இட் தட் ஓம் இதி There, iti shabdaha. Now he is commenting upon the iti, the word iti. in that expression om iti, there is iti. That iti shabdaha swarupa parichedartaha. It means om iti iti shabdaha swarupa parichedaha means limitation. For the purpose of limiting, for the purpose of limiting the omkaraha to the word. Because omkara should be taken as a word. Because omkara is only word here. This word omkaraha alone stands for the whole. What is om? Om is only just the word. Just to say omkara is a word, the iti is used there. Om ityetad etat chabdarupam brahma iti. Om ityetat chabdarupam brahma iti manasa dharayet. Yataha om itidam sarvam. I'm breaking next sentence. Om iti etad chabdarupam. You have to make a note of sandhi here. Om iti etad shabdarupam. Shabdarupam brahma. Etad shabdarupam brahma iti manasa dharayet. Okay. This omkara is the sound form of brahman. Iti dharayet manasa. Manasa dharayet means what? The meditator dharayet should hold mentally. Actual translation what? Mentally, meditator should hold manasa mentally. Manadinal manasa dharayet. I am translating literally, then you can take the bhavartha. Manasa dharayet. Meditator should hold by ling verb is coming. Dharayati holds, dharayet should hold. Meditator should hold mentally. What should he hold? Mentally. Hold mentally means what? He must remember in his mind. Meditator should remember in his mind. Is what remembering in the mind is what holding mentally. What here? Om iti idam sharvam. Om iti yetad shabdarupam brahma. The word om, shabdarupam om, is brahma iti. Means the word Brahman is the sound form. The Om is the sound form of Brahman. Shabdarupam Brahma. Om is sound form of Brahman. Iti, thus, should the meditator hold mentally. Means remember in his mind. Om iti etad shabdarupam Brahma iti manasa dharayet. The meditator should remember in his mind that Om is the sound form of Brahman. Yataha, because. Yataha again is what? Indignable word. Yataha, because. Ataha, therefore. That yataha, because. Om iti idam sarvam. Yataha, because. Om iti idam sarvam. Om kara is everything here. Idam sarvam om. If all that is here is om, therefore meditator should remember that om is the sound form of Brahman. Okay. Sarvam hi shabda swarupam omkarena vyaptam. Sarvam hi shabda swarupam omkarena vyaptam. Sarvam hi shabda swarupam. What does it mean? Sarvam hi shabda swarupam. So here sarvam must be taken as every word. See, every form is the meaning of the word. Every form is the meaning of its corresponding word. And every word is Shabda Swarupam. Every word is Omkarena Vyaptam. Every word is pervaded by Omkara. Sarvam Shabda Swarupam. Every sound form is Omkarena Vyaptam, is pervaded by Omkara. The Shabda Swarup means what? Every sound form. Sarvam Shabda Swarupam Omkarena Vyaptam. Every sound form, it is a word, is pervaded by Omkara. The sound form means a word. Shabda Swarupam. Sarvam hi Shabda Swarupam Omkarena Vyaptam. Again, Vyaptam is what? Vyaptam is a past passive participle. Pervaded. So here, every sound form is pervaded, has been pervaded, was pervaded. Anything you can take here. Okay. So every sound form is a word which is pervaded by Omkara. Now, how does Omkara pervade the sound here? Omkara pervades sounds, every sound, and the sound pervades the forms. Okay? The meaning. Sound is the word. Word pervades the meaning of the word. Omkara pervades the word. Word pervades the form. Meaning. Its meaning. That's why he quotes a Shruti from Chandogya Upanishad. Very beautiful quotation this is. Chandogya Upanishad, second chapter, 23rd mantra, and third section is given. Tad yatha shankuna. Shanku means membrane. Shanku means membrane. Shankuna yatha. Tad, just as a leaf is pervaded by any one given leaf of taking. Just as a leaf is pervaded by membranes, or leaves are pervaded. Mantra is not given fully here. Just as leaves are pervaded by membranes. Yatha parnani shankuna vyaptani. Yatha parnani shankuna vyaptani. Tatha. Just as any leaf is pervaded by its membranes, so in and through, so Omkaraha pervades all the sounds. All the sounds are meaningful words, and the words pervade their meanings in terms of forms. In fact, Nama, name, is a word, form is a meaning of the word. Form and name are reduced to word and its meaning in Shastra. Therefore, every word, all the vowels and consonants are in Omkara. Akara, Ukara, Makara. Therefore, all the words are in Omkara. Omkara pervades all the words. And all the words pervade their forms. Therefore, Omkara pervade everything here. Sarvam hi Shabda Swarupam. Every word is pervaded by Omkara. Just as leaves are pervaded by membranes. Okay. Homework. Page number 225, 226. Now I'm going to the last line of Omkara. In page number 226. Abhidhana tantram hi abhideyam iti ataha. Idam sarvam omkara iti uchyate abhidana tantram hyabhideyam ityatah idam sarvam omkara iti uchyate. So abhidana tantram abhidey abhidana tantram hi abhideyam iti atah idam sarvam omkaraha iti uchyate. See, abhideyam means meaning of the word. Meaning of the word is abhideyam. Abhidanam means word. Abhidanam, name. Abhideyam is a form denoted by a word. Abhidanam is a word. Abhideyam is a meaning of the word. So here, Abhidana Tantram hi Abhideyam means Abhideyam, the meaning of the word, is dependent on the word. Tantra means dependent here. Abhidana Tantram hi Abhideyam. So forms which constitute the word are dependent on their corresponding names. So meanings of the words are dependent on the words. It's called Abhidana Tantram Abhideyam. Abhideyam is a singular word. Abhidanam is a singular word. Therefore, meaning of the word is dependent on the word. Form is dependent on its corresponding name. Iti Ataha. Therefore, thus is the iti thus ataha. Therefore, idam sarvam omkaraha ityuchyate. Therefore, iti uchyate. Therefore, it is said. It is said what? Uchyate is said. What is said here? Idam sarvam omkaraha iti. It is said thus. Iti thus uchyate is said. What is said thus? What is said here? Idam sarvam omkaraha iti. Everything here is omkaraha. All that is here is said omkaraha. Thus it is said. Why it is said like that? Because the form is dependent on the name. Meaning of the word is dependent on the word. Omkara is the word. Meaning of the word is the whole universe. Okay? Like we say, fruit is a word, is a corresponding meaning. Like Om is the word, the corresponding meaning of the word Om is the whole cosmos. That's why Vagarthav Sampruktav, okay? Word and its meaning are never separable. So Om is Brahma and word Omkara is in the form of Jagat. The whole universe is the meaning of the word Om. And the word meaning is dependent on the word Abhideyam Abhidana Tantram. Therefore, what? Whole world is dependent on Om. So, whole world is Om. Om is not the world, but the whole world is Om. Idam sarvam omkaraha ityuchyate. Okay, it's very beautiful actually. We see omkara later on, but now you understand this much. Is this the why you, how do you say the question comes? How katham uchyate? Katham uchyate? Idam sarvam omkaraha iti katham uchyate? How is it said that everything here is omkaraha? Because ataha, therefore it is said. Yataha, I'm saying now. Because Abhidana Tantram hi Abhideyam, any meaning is dependent on its word. Without a word, meaning cannot exist. Very interesting, subtle teaching it is. I'm not going to tell that now. No meaning can exist independently without the word. A word must be there before the meaning. Therefore, word, meaning of the word is dependent on the word. Form is dependent on the name. Similarly, the whole universe is what? Om. Because Om is the word, meaning of the word is the whole universe. Therefore, idam sarvam Om. All that is here is said to be Om. Now, next, page number 227. ஓங்காரஸ்துத்யர்த்தமுத்தரோ கிரந்தஹ உபாஸ்யத்வாத் தஸ்ய ஓங்காரஹ சரி ஓங்காரஸ்துத்யர்த்தம் உத்தரஹ கிரந்தஹ. So what he says, the following text, after he knew you, until now you only seen the commentary on first two words. What is that? Om it is first. Om it is Brahma. Om it is idagum sarvam. So Shankara Bhagavatpada has finished his commentary upon two sentences. Okay. Now we are moving on to what? Next. You must remember where I am reading also. One second. See, the commentary until now is over what? Om iti Brahma commentary is over. Om iti idagum sarvam some commentary is over on that line also. The next line, Om iti tadanukruti hasmava. He starts next commentary upon that next third line. He says, Uttara grantaha, the following text. Okay? The following text, the later text is what? Om iti tadanukruti. That is called Uttara Grantaha. The following text, after the two sentences, the third sentence onwards, what is given is said to be Uttara Grantaha. The following text. What is the following text here? Omkara Stutyartha. The following text, the later text, after these two sentences, what is going to be given here, the following text actually, is meant for the glorification of Omkaraha, stutihi praise, stutyarthaha for the purpose of praising. Stutyarthaha, artha means what? Kim artha, kimartham. Kimartham uttara grantaha, na, stutyartham. Omkarasya stutyartham uttara grantaha. So, Omkara stutyarthaha uttara grantaha. The following text is prescribed specifically for praising, glorifying Omkaraha. That is the meaning. Omkarasya stutyartha uttara grantaha uttaraha grantaha. Why should Omkar kimartam see uttara grantasya vishyakaha Omkaraha stutyartha? Okay. The later text is for the purpose of glorifying, praising Omkaraha. Fine. Kimartam Omkarasya Sutihi. Omkarasya Stutihi Kimartha. Stutyuke Uttaragrantaha Stutyartaha. Stutihi Kimartha. What is it Suti for? Because Upasyatvat Tasya. உபாசியத்துவம் தஸ்ய உபாசியத்துவம் அஸ்தி ஓங்காரஸ்ய உபாசியத்துவம் அஸ்தி. ஓங்கார ஹாஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன். ஓங்கார ஹாஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன். ஓங்காரஸ்ய உபாசியத்துவம் அஸ்தி. அதர்வைஸ் ஓங்கார உபாசிய. ஓங்கார இஸ் டு பி மெடிடேட்டட் அப்பான். Omkaraha has to be meditated upon. In fact, Upasya is a potential passive participle. Upasyaha, that can be meditated upon. Upasya Devata, the Devata to be meditated upon. Upasyam, to be meditated, is called Upasyam. Omkaraha upasyaha. Omkara has to be meditated upon. Omkara is to be meditated upon. Which means Omkarasya upasyatvam asti. Omkara has the status of being an object of meditation. Therefore, here glorification of Omkaraha is presented in the following text. The following text is for the purpose of the glorification of Omkaraha. Why? when we have to meditate upon something, that object of meditation must have some glories. If there's no glory, an object which does not deserve any praise, any glorification, it is not worth meditating upon that object. Therefore, the style of Veda is, wherever upasanam is prescribed, there in that particular upasana section, that upasya devata will be praised. The glorification of upasya devatas, mantras which present the glorification of the devatas, glorification is called Arthavada Vakyam. Arthavada Vakyani. Specifically they are mentioned so that we will have reverence for the devata. When you have to invoke the grace of the devata or Bhagavan, then you must know you must have respect, reverence. Reverence is possible only if you know how glorifiable devata is. Therefore, wherever meditation is prescribed, there will be glorification of that object of meditation. Therefore, Upanishad says, the two sentences are over with the Omkara. Now, whatever is going to come in the following text, the later text is meant for the purpose of glorification of Omkaraha. That glorification is presented because Omkaraha, Omkarasya Upasyatvat, Omkarasya Upasyatvam Asti. Are you all tired and bored? Okay. Omkarasya Upasyatvam Asti. Now, next. Omiti Etad Anukritihi. Omiti Etad Anukritihi. Okay, Omiti, this expression Om is Anukritihi. The Om stands for the expression, what? Anukritihi. Anukritihi is a feminine noun. Anukaranam is a neuter noun. Anukaranam, permitting. Anukaranam, permitting, permission. Anukritihi, permission. Anukaroti, verb. Okay. Karomi. Yasyami va iti karomi. So kara means I do. But here there's a question asked. Can I do it? Should I do it? Karomi va? Karomi kim? Instead of asking karomi kim om. Okay. Yasyami. Yasyami. I shall go. Okay. Yasyami, I shall go. So shall I go? Shall I do this? Va, yasyami va iti. Karomi va iti. That va should go with the verbs. Karomi, I do. Karomi va, shall I do this? Yasyami, I shall go. Yasyami va, shall I go? If you add va, it becomes a tag. It becomes a question word. Va iti kritam uktam. Kritam uktam. So even the actions are said, mentioned by saying omkaraha. Then om iti anukaroti anyaha. So other person. So when a person asks for permission like this. So when one priest asks for permission like this. Shall I do this? Shall I go? Etc. Then anyaha, okay, other person, om iti anukaroti, other anyaha anukaroti, anukarotyanyaha, anukaroti anyaha, other person permits saying om, means gives permission uttering om. Okay, ataha omkaraha anukritihi. Therefore, omkara itself becomes an expression of permission. Omkaraha anukritihi bhavati. Ha sma vai iti. See, now Shankaracharya comments upon the three sounds, ha, sma, vai. Of course, vai is also used in the sense of indeed. But here he says, ha, sma, vai, iti, prasiddha, prasiddhartha avadyotakaha. See, prasiddha artham avadyotayanti. Means, Omkara is very well known, very popular, very prasiddham. Omkara has prasiddham everywhere. In Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Upasanam, Jnanam, rituals, mundane activities, Vedic activities, rituals, everywhere Om is there in any mantra, every mantra. Therefore, Omkara is very well known, prasiddham. Omkara prasiddham. So, Omkarasya, how prasiddham Omkaraha, very well known. Omkaraha being well known is actually revealed by those three sounds, ha, sma, vaya, etc. Ha, sma, vai, iti, these three sounds, ha, sma, vai, prasiddha artham avadyotayanti. Prasiddhartham, being well known, avadyotayanti, bring to light. See, dyotayati, brings to light. Avadyotayati, brings to light. Avadyotayanti. Therefore, they are known as avadyotakaha. They bring to light the illuminators of the popularity of Omkaraha. These three sounds are the illuminators of the popularity of Omkaraha. Means what? They bring to light the fact that Omkara is already very well known. Avadyotakaha, that which brings to light, that which illumines. Avadyotayati, illumines. Then, finally, prasiddham hyomkarasyanukritittvam. Prasiddham hi omkarasya anukritittvam. So, omkara having the status of being an expression of permission. Omkaraha having the status of being the meaning of the expression of permission, or being the expression of permission, is very well known. It means in all the big rituals, during the performance of big rituals, between the Vaidikas, for any permission, they only use Omkaraha. There Omkaraha prasiddham, Omkarasya anukritittvam prasiddham. Means what? Omkaras having the status of being an expression of permission is well known. It means Omkara is well known in the meaning, Omkara is used in the sense of permission, that is well known. Okay. I will stop now. We'll see tomorrow.
What is Paricheda?
Parichedaha, limitation. See, Pari is the prefix. Chinati. Cheti. Na? Chedaha. Chinati is a Parichinati, means limits, cuts, ends, puts an end. Parichinati, cuts, limits. So, Parichedaha is noun. Parichedaha. Parichinna participle. Limitation.
Thank you, Swami.
Yeah. So, see you tomorrow.
Swami, no class tomorrow.
Huh?
Is there a class tomorrow?
No. I mean, because we were doing 5 days a week before, that comes in mind.
Okay.
Yeah. See, actually, we could have finished a little more, two more lines. It's okay. I took a little longer today because I was still sleepy. That's why I delayed
the last question.
Yeah?
When you
I
say.
I could have completed that very easy text. I could have completed it, but I did simply prolong a little feeling sleepy.
When you say Om iti shabdha, swarupa, parichedata.
Yeah.
You were saying we're limiting Om as a word. We're not taking the additional meanings.
Pardon?
I'll call you in a minute.
You know when we say Parichedartha, we're limiting Om as a word. So we're just
See, what it means is Artha. You have to understand. See, Stutyartha means what? What for is it? I think somebody has to. Okay. See, when I say Stutyartha means what? The purpose of Stuti, praising. Paricheda Artha, for the purpose of limiting it. Is it clear now? See, Gamanartham Vahanam. Vehicle is for going. Lekani is for writing. See, the artha shabda, the word artha means meaning. But here, it comes as, when it comes to another word, it also implies the purpose. Okay, look at this. Bojanartham, jivanartham bojanam. Eating is for living. Living, life is not for eating, isn't it? Bojanartham jivanam, jivanartham bojanam. Na bojanartham jivanam. Life is not for eating, but eating is for living. What is the purpose? Now, paricheda artha. For the purpose of limiting the word. See, now stutyartha. Mean what? For, meant for praising. Stutyartha. Nindartha. See, nindartha means what? Nindartha means for criticizing. Stutyartha, for praising. Parichedartha, for limiting. Is it clear?
Why are we limiting? Sorry, I don't know what we're limiting. That's what I don't mean. What are we limiting? Why are we limiting?
There's no limiting. You should not take it more than a word. There's no limiting it. See, limiting. See, you should not take it more than a, just the word that is, that's all.
Okay, thank you. I understand.
See, Lord, samskara has to come. Listen, repeat. So you must be exposed to the Bhasha study. Repeat listening, it will get you. That is why the main purpose I started this Bhasha teaching, because learning the language is not little. You must learn also Sanskrit language, very expressive, very expressive. Very brief, you can convey so much. No other language is as expressive as Sanskrit, to be frank. I will not tell in front of Tamil people, they will get upset with me. But it's a fact. But Tamil has its own beauty, it's very ancient language. I love Tamil language, no doubt about it. But Sanskritam has its own expressiveness. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
So many.
Yeah?
Can you repeat the meaning of that whole sentence? Om iti iti shabdaha swarupa parichedartha.
See, ಇತೀಂತ ಶಬ್ದ ಶಬ್ದ ಯಾಕೆ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ಅವರು. ಇತಿ ಶಬ್ದ, ವೈ ಈಸ್ ಇತಿ ದೇರ್? ದ ಇತಿ ಈಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್, ಇತಿ ಈಸ್, ಸಿ ಶಂಕರ್ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಹಿ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಇತಿ? ವೈ ಇತಿ? ಇತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್, ಇತಿ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಬಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್, ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇತಿ ಶಬ್ದ, ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಇತಿ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಟು ಸೇ ದಟ್ ಓಂಕಾರ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್.
Okay. And what is the implication of Paricheda?
And that's all. Limiting it to a word means what? It should not take it anything more than it. Just a word. Omkara is just a word.
Okay, Swamini. Thank you, Swamini.
Yeah. No, you keep on listening. Then you'll get samskara of listening to the Bhasha classes. Then you'll get the understanding.
Thank you, Swamini.
See, it's all exposure. Because we always think of literally translating. No. It's all bhavartha you must get. I try my best to translate literally also. Sometimes Swamiji has left it. He has not done literally. But I turn literally also. So you will benefit from it.
Okay.